This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. On the phone with me from Washington, D.C., Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor. We're going to talk about the fiscal cliff. First of all, welcome back to Ozarks at Large, Senator.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. You know, it's always great to be here.
We are a few weeks from, as many pundits have said, going over the fiscal cliff. There has been some opinion of late that this is perhaps not as dire a situation as some have said. I'd like to know your opinion on how serious it is and how likely it is that we'll meet that fiscal cliff.
Well, I think it is a very serious problem, and I think that the objective people who've looked at this say that if we go over the cliff, we're going to trigger a recession. We're going to go back to probably 9% unemployment, and we're going to slow down the economy, and it's not going to be good, because the combination is you're going to dramatically cut federal spending while at the same time you're going to increase taxes. It's just a bad combination for this economy, and we don't need to do it.
Do you get a sense of immediacy on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This week, we've been here all week, and this week what's kind of happened, honestly, is the Republicans, I think, are in a little bit of a funk. I think that a lot of them thought they would win the White House, and they thought that they might even take control of the Senate, but the opposite happened. The Democrats won the White House, and Democrats added two seats in the Senate. So I think they have spent this week trying to get their bearings and trying to sort out what this really means and how to go forward. And I'm not being critical of them because, you know, everybody kind of gets there sometime where you just need a little time to digest it all. I understand that. Problem is, we just don't have a lot of time here. We're really need to do something important before the end of the year. So if we just kind of pretty much lost this week and then we have Thanksgiving next week, I mean, we really don't have very many weeks left for us to really get this done.
The president has called for extending tax cuts for the middle class. The possibility of that happening?
I think you're going to see a combination of things on taxes. And let's talk about the president's statement just for a moment. You know, he comes out and he talks about we need to extend the middle class tax cuts, but we need to increase the taxes on, you know, millionaires, basically, 250 and above and millionaires. Well, the problem is, if you look at the numbers, you could actually increase taxes on millionaires to 100% tax rate. I mean, you could tax every dime they make. You still don't balance the budget. So we need to be realistic about what we're talking about here. We're going to have to do tax reform, but we have to do it in such a way that we do reduce the deficit and reduce the debt. But at the same time, we need to protect our economy. We need to protect the middle class and seniors and our national security interests. So it's going to be a balancing act, and it's going to be a hard one to do. And I guess my view, probably the most likely situation, is we need a long-term solution here. You know, I've been pushing for Simpson-Bowles for 2 years now, that at least we use that as a starting point and use it as a framework. But I think realistically, here we are at the end of the year, I don't think we get all of this passed in the next, you know, 6 weeks. I think we're probably going to have to do something short-term and then a mix of things and carrots and sticks maybe a little bit over the course of the next year to get this done. But we cannot kick this down the road. I think we kick this down the road, we're going to be clobbered by the markets, and I think we're going to be clobbered by our allies overseas and everything else. People all over the world want America to lead. They need America to lead. And this is not the way to do it, by kicking it down the road.
What role will conversations about entitlement programs play?
Oh, I think entitlement programs have to be part of the conversation. I think we need to look at we need to fix our entitlements. The problem is, if you look at entitlements, and the big ones that people talk about are Medicare and Social Security, but the truth is there's dozens other entitlement programs. They all add up, and they all add up to big money. We need to reform those, and we're just going to have to. They're not sustainable right now. I mean, you know, it may not be pretty, it may not be fun. The truth is, you have about a 20 or so year bulge in a big curve, in the kind of a bell-shaped curve that's moving through the population, and it's called the baby boomers. The baby boomers are now hitting those ages where Medicare and Social Security are for them. And it's going to take about 20 years. We're going to need more revenue to work on that for the next 20 years. I mean, we just are. And we can't put our head in the sand and pretend like it's not happening. So, you know, there are a lot of hard decisions, a lot of reality needs to sink in around here, and we'll just try to get it done the best we can. And I think the best thing we can possibly do is work together in a bipartisan way to get it done.
Okay, what I'm about to say may be horribly naive.
Yes.
But we're as far away from an election cycle as we almost can be.
Yes.
This would seem to be, perhaps, even cynics might say, this seems to be perhaps the best time on a calendar that you could have Democrats and Republicans working together.
I agree with that. Because you have some people leaving and they don't really have a stake in the future anymore. I mean, in politically anymore. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I get that.
So is that reason for hope that this could be some bipartisan work?
I think there is hope on that, and I think that kind of what I would say is that we have a moment here where we can do some things that may not be possible after the first year. We may not have enough time, for example, to do tax reform.
Right.
To really do that and do it right, you probably really have to spend 6 months at least on it, maybe a year. I mean, you really, you know, it's complicated. As we all know, the tax code is very complicated. And every time you move the needle in one direction, you get people in your office saying, wait a minute, you know, don't touch a charitable deduction. You know, the University of Arkansas needs that, or UAMS needs these, they need these doctor slots down there so they can do residencies, and that's based on, you know, tax code and Medicare code and things like that. So it gets real complicated real fast. So realistically, you probably can't do it all right now, but I think you can set it up to where you pretty much have to do it next year. And I think there are ways to do it. I really do. And, you know, I've been talking to my Democratic and Republican colleagues all week up here. I've been having meetings with them. I've been grabbing them on the floor, been phone calls with them. Been very constructive. No one really has the magic solution yet. But I'm going to tell you, if you just keep talking and keep working on it, that's how you get it done. So, I'm part of that process. I'm trying to talk, trying to work, trying to find common ground, trying to arrange things and push for things and have meetings and all that stuff. So, you know, I want to be part of the solution here. And, you know, that's kind of really been my forte since I've been in the Senate, is reaching across the aisle and working across party lines and just, you know, not worrying about getting the credit, just getting it done. And, you know, I'm hoping we have a moment where we can do that over the next few weeks.
Could this be a situation where, you know, New Year's Eve afternoon, New Year's Eve, there's still work being done?
Yes, and absolutely. In fact, a few years ago, we went to Christmas Eve, and we had a vote. We may have had a vote 1 year on Christmas Day morning, but I think it was Christmas Eve morning, and then even one other time since I've been here, we went up to like the 23rd of December. So the answer is yes, we can do that. We can come back right after Christmas and go to the very end of the year and get something passed on New Year's Eve. And the truth is, human nature being what it is, everybody works better with a deadline, right? That's just the way it is. If we gave the Senate Finance Committee 6 months to do this, on the 11th hour of the sixth month, they would be doing it. You know, they would finally get down to actually doing it. And that's just the nature of it. And that's okay. But that's why we can't, that's why we have to have some sort of hard, real deadline to make us get this done.
Senator Mark Pryor, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good talking to you.
On some days, the violence in Syria is as bad as Iraq at its worst. On some days, more than 10,000 people flee across the border. Now, a new opposition coalition gets an immediate vote of confidence from France and maybe weapons as well. I'm Neil Conan, Syria's Rebels, the Refugees, and Options for a Re-Elected President Obama. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation, just after Ozarks at Large at 1 here on KUAF 91.3 FM.